Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, I reserved a van last week and I'm here to pick it up.
Of course. Thank you for using Walter Rentals. Before I give you your vehicle, I need you to provide a bit more information for the rental contract. Take a look here, please.
Sure. Oh, it looks like you need the confirmation number, but I forgot to bring that information with me.
Don't worry about it. I can look it up on the computer database right here. Could you let me know your last name, please?
Number 32. What is the man trying to do? Number 33. What did the man forget to bring? Number 34. What does the woman say she will do? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Pardon me, Jeff. Harold's not in his office now, but he asked me to submit a request for some new office furniture by the end of the day. Would you mind if I left the form with you?
Not at all. I'll be sure to give it to him. He's meeting a client in the conference room, and I'm not sure when he'll get back.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. I have to go now to lead a focus group discussion.
Number 35. Why did the woman go to Harold's office? Number 36. Why is Harold unavailable? Number 37. What will the woman most likely do next? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Thanks for calling Wilson Media. How may I be of assistance?
Hello. I'm a current subscriber to Sports Weekly, and I want to renew it. I noticed in an ad that you're offering annual subscriptions at half price.
I'm sorry to inform you that the offer only applies to new subscriptions. However, if you're interested in another one of our magazines, you can get the discount. Do you want to do that?
To be honest, I subscribe to too many magazines, so I'll just renew it at the regular rate.
That's fine. Let me mail you a list of our magazines anyway. If you change your mind, you can get the discount until the end of next month.
Number 38. Why is the man calling? Number 39. Why does the woman apologize? Number 40. According to the woman, what will she do? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Good evening. I'm the manager here. Did you enjoy your meal?
It was fantastic. It was definitely worth driving here for.
Where are you visiting from?
We both live in Destin, which is a couple of hours away.
Wow, that's a long drive. How did you find out about us?
We read a review in the local paper a few weeks ago, so we've been eager to come here since then. The food today was just like the review mentioned. I wish you'd open a branch restaurant there.
Actually, the owner is planning to open a second location later this year, sometime around July.
Number 41. Who most likely is the woman? Number 42. How did the men learn about the business? Number 43. What does the woman say will happen around July? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation. Jessica, I got a call from Carl at Raven Technology about the advertising campaign we're working on for him.
You're talking about the new computer speakers, right? What did he say?
He said he wants us to focus on the small size. You know, we need to let customers know they can fit in a pocket but still produce outstanding sound.
Okay, if that's what he wants, we need to stress it. I'll be sure to include it in the draft for the ad.
Number 44. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 45. What product are the speakers talking about? Number 46. What selling point does the man emphasize about the product? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Ms. Romaine, this is Stan Gathers. I'm calling about the organic blueberries you ordered from my farm. This week, I can only provide £15 for your restaurant.
Oh, I could really use more than that. I'm hosting a large gathering on Friday night and was planning to serve blueberry pie for dessert.
Well, there aren't many blueberries ripe this week. However, raspberries are coming into season. Could you use any of them instead?
The client made a direct request to me.
In that case, let me call some other nearby farms to see if I can get some more for you.
I'd appreciate that. I'll be sure to pay you for your time.
Number 47. What is the man calling about? Number 48. What does the woman imply when she says,
"The client made a direct request to me"?
Number 49. What does the man say he will do next? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
How did the employee awards ceremony go last night, Steve?
It was great. I won a prize for being the top salesperson of the year.
Congratulations! But your sales numbers are always good, so it's really no surprise you won. What did you receive?
I got 2 season tickets to the opera, and the first show is this Saturday.
That's great.
Yeah, but my wife and I are taking a trip this weekend, so I can't go.
That's a shame. What are you planning to do with the tickets?
I guess I'll just give them away. Are you interested in going? Number 50. What did the man win a prize for? Number 51. What will the man do this weekend? Number 52. According to the man, what will he do with the prize? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
It looks like we need to increase production of the steady hand iron. Sales have been doing so well for the past 2 quarters that stores carrying it are constantly selling out their entire stock.
That's wonderful news, but that's a pretty difficult request. We don't have enough staff members now. In fact, almost everyone employed here is already working overtime because demand for our other products is so high.
Then come with me to talk to Judy Welch in HR. I'm scheduled to meet her on Thursday at 4.
Okay, I'm available then.
We should discuss hiring additional line workers so that we can meet this demand for our products at once.
Number 53. What does the woman say about the product? Number 54. Why is the man concerned? Number 55. What is the man asked to do on Thursday? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Dave, I have some wonderful news. Do you recall the website we made for Martin Interior? The owner was so impressed with it that he referred us to several potential clients.
Excellent. Business is really picking up these days. We completed 7 website projects last month alone.
I've been thinking, since we're growing so rapidly, we ought to find an accountant to take care of our bookkeeping.
You're right. I've heard positive comments about Mr. Jung at Riverton Accounting. I'll call him to schedule an appointment. How does Wednesday look for you?
I'm free in the morning.
Number 56. Which field do the speakers most likely work in? Number 57. What does the woman suggest doing? Number 58. What does the man say he will do next? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation with 3 speakers.
Hello, Alan. I'm Susan Walker, the personnel director at Wallace Advertising. This is my coworker, Helga Fromm.
It's nice to meet you, Alan. Why don't you tell us about your work experience?
As you know, I have extensive experience in graphic design. This is my portfolio.
It's rather impressive. In your opinion, what would you say your specialty is?
Some of the best work I have done has been for billboards in cities around Europe.
You did some great work at your previous employer. Why did you quit?
Well, the work was good, but it was merely a short-term position. I've been informed that you offer full-time employment, which shows that you really care about your employees.
Number 59. Why is the man at Wallace Advertising? Number 60. What does the man say his specialty is? Number 61. What does the man say he appreciates about Wallace Advertising? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and order form.
Mr. Daniels, I just got a call from the hotel.
Was it about the conference we're hosting there next week?
That's right. The manager wanted an updated list of the equipment and supplies we need for the conference. I'm looking at the original order form, and I believe we require more chairs.
Right. More than 80 people have already registered. How about calling the hotel and letting the manager know that? In addition, did Greg Powell ever send you the draft of his keynote speech?
Yes, he emailed it to me last night, but I haven't found time to print it out yet. I'll do that when I return to my office in a minute, and then put a copy on your desk.
Number 62. Look at the graphic. Which number on the order form must be updated? Number 63. Who is Greg Powell? Number 64. What will the woman most likely do next? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and shelving unit.
Rachel, take a look at the storage room. We're expecting a shipment of fall clothing today, so we need to make some more space here.
Okay, I can do that after I put these t-shirts away. You know, these 3 boxes of t-shirts are nearly empty. How about if I put them in one box so that we can have more room for the delivery?
Good idea. After you finish doing that, please get the posters advertising the sale and put them up in the windows.
Number 65. What problem does the man mention? Number 66. Look at the graphic. Which shelf will the woman organize today? Number 67. What does the man ask the woman to do? Question 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and warranty information. Watson Electronics, how may I be of assistance?
Hello, I purchased one of your laptops 2 weeks ago, but it broke. It's under warranty, so I'd like to exchange it for a new one.
Our products all come with a 1-year warranty, but there are some restrictions. Some problems aren't covered, so you may not be allowed to exchange your laptop. Could you tell me what happened?
I accidentally dropped it while I was carrying it around, and the screen cracked a little bit.
I'm sorry to hear that. Unfortunately, the warranty doesn't cover that.
That's a shame.
The cheapest option we can offer is to get the screen replaced.
Then I guess I'll visit one of the local repair shops to see how much it will cost to fix it.
Number 68. What type of product are the speakers talking about? Number 69. Look at the graphic. Which restriction does the man refer to? Number 70. What does the woman say she will do next?